When Josie woke up and saw the feathery frost on her windowpane, she smiled. Finally, it was cold enough to wear long coats and tights. It was cold enough for scarves and shirts worn in layers like camouflage. It was cold enough for her lucky red cardigan, which she swore had a power of its own. She loved this time of year. Summer was tedious with the light dresses she pretended to be comfortable in, while secretly sure she looked like a loaf of white bread wearing a belt. The cold was such a relief. She went to the window. A fine sheen of sugary frost covered everything in sight, and white smoke rose from chimneys in the valley below the resort town. Excited, she opened the window, but the sash stuck midway, and she had to pound it the rest of the way with the palm of her hand. It finally opened to a rush of sharp early November air that would have the town in a flurry of activity, anticipating the tourists the colder weather always brought to the high mountains of North Carolina. She stuck her head out and took a deep breath. If she could eat the cold air, she would. She thought cold snaps were like cookies, like ginger snaps. In her mind, they were made with white chocolate chunks and had a cool, brittle vanilla frosting. They melted like snow in her mouth, turning creamy and warm. Just before she ducked her head back inside, she looked down and noticed something strange. There was a ladder propped against the house directly underneath her window. She leaned back in quickly and closed her window. She paused, then she locked it. She turned and walked to her closet, distracted now. She hadn't heard anything strange last night. The tree trimmers from yesterday must have left the ladder. Yes, that had to be it. They'd probably propped it against the house and then completely forgotten about it. She opened her closet door and reached up to pull the string that turned on the light. Then she screamed and backed away, stopping only when she hit her desk and her lamp crashed to the floor. "Oh, for God's sake," the woman sitting on the floor of her closet said. "Don't have a cow." "Josie?" She heard her mother's voice in the hall, then the thud of her cane as she came closer. "Please don't tell her I'm here," the woman in the closet said, with a strange sort of desperation. Despite the cold outside, she was wearing a cropped white shirt and tight dark blue jeans that sat low, revealing a tattoo of a broken heart on her hip. Her hair was bleached white blonde, with about an inch of silver-sprinkled dark roots showing. Her mascara had run, and there were black streaks on her cheeks. She looked drip-dried, like she'd been walking in the rain, though there hadn't been rain for days. She smelled like cigarette smoke and river water. Josie turned her head as her bedroom door began to open. Then, in a small act that changed everything, Josie reached over and pushed the closet door closed as her mother entered the room. "Josie, what was that noise? Are you all right?" Margaret asked. She'd been a beautiful woman in her day, delicate and trim, blue-eyed and fair-haired. There was a certain power beautiful mothers held over their less beautiful daughters. Even at 74, with a limp from a hip replacement, Margaret could still enter a room and fill it like perfume. Josie could never do that. The closest she ever came was the attention she used to receive when she pitched legendary fits in public when she was young. But that was making people look at her for all the wrong reasons. "My lamp," Josie said. "It attacked me out of nowhere." "Oh, well," Margaret said distantly. "Leave it for the maid to clean. Hurry up and get dressed. My doctor's appointment is at 9. "Yes, mother." Margaret closed the bedroom door. Josie waited until the clump of her cane faded away before she rushed to the closet door and opened it again. Most locals knew who Della Lee was. She waitressed at a greasy spoon called Eat and Run, which was tucked far enough outside the town limits that the ski crowd tourists didn't see it. She haunted bars at night. She was probably in her late 30s, maybe 10 years older than Josie, and she was rough and flashy and did whatever she wanted, no reasonable explanation required. "Della Lee Baker, what are you doing in my closet?" "You shouldn't leave your window unlocked. Who knows who could get in?" Della Lee said, single-handedly debunking the long-held belief that if you dotted your windowsills and door thresholds with peppermint oil, no unwanted visitors would ever appear. For years, Josie's mother had instructed every maid in their employ to anoint the house's casings with peppermint to keep the undesirables away. Their house now smelled like the winter holidays all year round. Josie took a step back and pointed. Get out. I can't. You most certainly can. I need a place to hide. I see. And of course, this was the first place you thought of. Who would look for me here? Rough women had rough ways. Was Della Lee trying to tell her that she was in danger? Okay, I'll bite. Who's looking for you, Della Lee? Maybe no one. Maybe they haven't discovered I'm missing yet. Then, to Josie's surprise, Della Lee reached over to the false wall at the back of the narrow closet and slid it open. And speaking of discoveries, look what I found. Revealed now was the large secret space behind the closet. There were stacks of paperback romances, magazines, and catalogs on the floor, but most of the secret closet was occupied by shelves piled with food, packaged snacks, rows of sweets, towers of colas. Josie's entire body suddenly burned with panic. She was supposed to be happy, and most of the time she supposed she was, in an awkward, sleepy kind of way. She'd never be the beauty her mother was, or have the personality of her late father. She was pale and plain, and just this side of plump, and she accepted that. But food was a comfort. It filled in the hollow spaces, and it felt good to hide it, because then she could enjoy it alone without worrying about what others thought, or about letting her mother down.